Montana's Republican faithful are preparing for their annual convention in Bozeman this Friday and Saturday. The state GOP will be choosing new party leadership and rallying their supporters to gear up for the long 2014 election cycle. But Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says a growing division in the party threatens to overshadow the event.
An increasingly public split has been forming between hardline conservatives and a group of moderates branding themselves responsible Republicans. The division became more and more apparent through the course of the 2013 legislature, with the moderates breaking away from GOP leadership to side with Democrats on many of the session's key issues, like pay increases for state employees, a fix to state retirement plans, and public school funding. State Republican Party Chairman Will Deshaw says no one side of this split will be emphasized over the other at this weekend's convention.
What we can do is try and talk about unity. And I intend to do that over the weekend. Talk about how we have to start respecting one another.
Well, the issue is what message are we going to unite behind?
That's Billings Republican Senate President Jeff Essman, one of the leaders of the conservative wing of the legislative GOP.
You know, are we going to unite behind an agenda of greater personal freedom and smaller government? Are we going to unite behind a message of, let's just make the big government we've got more efficient?
Essman says recent privacy scandals involving the Obama administration show the increasing size of government is limiting personal freedoms. Kalispell Republican Senator Bruce Tutvet, though, he believes most Montana Republicans align more with the philosophies he and the other so-called responsible Republicans worked to pursue this past session. He says those ideals could help Republicans win more statewide races.
The other team says you go to the 8% and you build from your base of the 8% the far right. And I think that's wrong. I think you build and you build at the middle and you find what that middle voter that gets you from 45% to 52%.
Tutvet and a group of the moderate Republicans earlier this week unveiled a website called StopDarkMoney.com. The site is intended to raise awareness for a ballot measure the group is proposing to require more disclosure of anonymous campaign advertising. Tutvet admits this was a strategic shot at the conservative Republicans, some of whom he believes align with these anonymous political action committees to attack moderates during election season.
A part of the party that wants to hide in the dark, the people that attacked me in the primary, they don't want to have their donors released. We think they're large out-of-state donors. Do we want our party to be bought and paid for by out-of-state anonymous donors? And I think not.
Senate President Essman points out Democratic dark money groups are spending a great deal of money, too, in elections. And Essman says candidates need to be prepared to hear criticism.
Whether the donors to the effort to criticize you are disclosed or not, the criticism's going to be there. And you better be prepared to deal with it and explain yourself and your votes.
Party Chairman Will Deshaw, he's the guy who was calling for unity earlier. He's running to be reelected as party chairman against two opponents, Gary Carlson of Victor and Don Hart of Bozeman. Deshaw says he will not be trying to specifically court one side of this ideological split or the other during the convention. He's trying to frame what he calls this discussion in a positive light.
And I use it as an example, a married couple. They have an argument and don't talk about it. It gets bigger and bigger and festers more and more and more. So the fact that we are even talking about it is healthy, and we will get through this.
Republicans will also be hearing from party leaders like Congressman Steve Daines during the convention, who will also need to find a way to ride this line between these disparate sides. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.